I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1936. That was the day that workers at the General Motors plant in Atlanta, Georgia, participated in a sit-down strike. This was part of a wave of labor organizing during the 1930s. Other General Motors plants in Kansas City and Cleveland went on strike. The most famous sit-down strike occurred in December in Flint, Michigan, where striking workers occupied General Motors plants for more than 40 days. The goal of these strikes was to unionize under the auspices of the United Auto Workers Union. The United Auto Workers was founded in May of 1935 in Detroit, Michigan. The union was initially part of the American Federation of Labor. However, when John L. Lewis formed the Congress of Industrial Organizations, the UAW left the AFL to join the new labor federation. This strategy was first used by CIO rubber workers in February and March of 1936. While it is believed that IWW members at the General Electric Works in Schenectady, New York, were the first to sit down as they protested the firings of three fellow IWW members in 1906, the CIO mastered the tactic of the sit-down strike. The method was effective, because when workers sat down on the job, management was hesitant to use force to evict them. They worried about damaging production equipment. The sit-down also made bringing in scab labor very difficult. A 1939 Supreme Court decision effectively ended most sit-down strikes in the United States.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry old mobile. Down the road of life we'll fly. Autumn bubbling, you and I.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.